Karaposa Hopal is good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Zayin, and we are here at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. And we had just discussed Machlokas in terms of when you have a leap year, like we do this year, like in which month do you read the Megillah? So we had said that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you should read it in the second Adar because Mismach Gula L'Gula Adif. It's better to combine and compare the two gulas, the redemptions of Purim and Pesach, and have them back to back. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi had said that you should do it in the first Adar because Ein Marvin Olam Mitzvos, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said that you do it in the second Adar because Mismach Gula L'Gula Adif. So the second to last line on Vav Amud Beis, we give another reason for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Lazar Amar, time with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nehacha, right? Really, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's source is a pasuk. Tichtiv, because the pasuk is like a yeh, misi geres hapurim azos hashenis. To be Mekayim, this letter of Purim, Hasheni is the second one, as Rashi learns, Bachodesh Hasheni, right, in the second month, in the second Adar. Ve'itzrich, and you need Lemichtav to write Hashenis, Ve'itzrich Lemichtav, Bechol Shana Vashana. And you need to write both of these Pukim, right? We said Bechol Shana Vashana, as every year, just like we read it in the Nisan, in the Adar that's next to Nisan, so too in a leap year. And we also have the Pasuk that says Vashenis, you should read it in the second Adar. So we need both of those Pukim, because because if you would have just had the pasuk of Bechol Shana Vashana, Hava Mina Kikushan, you might have felt like our Shaila that maybe it should be every year that's in the other that's next to Shvat. So Kamash Malan Hashenis, therefore the pasuk says you read it in the second other. And if you would only have this pasuk of the second other, Hava Mina B'tchila B'rishon U'Vasheni, you might have thought that L'Chachila you should read it, right, in the first and second month. So the Gemara says, therefore, Kamash Malan, Chol Shana Mishana, therefore you need to tell me that every year you read it in the other that's next to Nisan. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hai Hashenis Mayavile. Okay, so what does Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who says that you read the Megillah in the first other, what does he use the pasuk of Hashenis? So Mibayile, Kedir of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. He uses it for the following drasha. Damar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but Chila Kavua B'Shushan, Ula B'Sof B'Kol Olam Kulo, that originally they set up Purim as a holiday just in Shushan, and then when Hashenis, they set it up the second time around. They set it up throughout the world. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Once we talked about Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, we have another statement from him, and also a discussion about Purim. Shalcha lahem Esther lechachamim. Esther sent to the chachamim kavuni ledoros. Right, she wanted to set up Purim as a holiday for the generations. So shakula kna at meorer zalenu mebein haumos. He says, what are you talking about? If we set up this holiday, right, and we explain all the things that went down, so all the umos, all the nations are going to be very upset at us. Right, you're going to, if you get Rashi, sheyomer haumos shanu smichim naskim mifalasim. They're going to say that we're happy to remember their downfall. So shalcha lahem. So she said back to them, kvarkas ksuva ani al divrei hayam lemalchem adi uparas. She said, no. I already wrote about this in the history books in Persia, so you don't have to worry. They all know, right, of what happened in the story, and we're just celebrating. We're not going to be conveying or rubbing it in their faces, right? Everybody knows this story. Okay. Fine. Rav v'Rav Chanina v'Rav Yochanan v'Rav Chaviva Moslem Kuli Seder Moed. Right, all of those Rabbanim learn Seder Moed, and the Gemara just points out the call Kihai Zuga. Anytime you have this group mentioned together, Chalufa Rav Yochanan Ma'al Rav Yonasan. It's really a mistake to include Rav Yochanan. Really, you should put in Rabbi Yonasan. But either way, they all learned and taught the following. Shalchalam Esther Lechachamim. Esther asked the Chachamim the following. Shaila Kizvuni Ledoros. Right, make Purim a holiday for us. Shalchula. They said back then. Right, that is a pasuk in Mishlei that, and they darshan that shlishim v'lo ribayim, meaning there are three and not four. What is that? So if they get Rashi dima maskal shlishim. So b'shloshim makomos yesh lanu l'haskir milchamas amalek, that you can only mention the war against the Amalek in three places. Ve'ilah shemos. In Shmos, right, obviously in the story when they attack, Uva Mishnah Torah, and in Dvarim, right, Zachor, right, that's Parsha Zachor, Uva Sefer Shmuel in the fight against Amalek when Shaul goes to fight them. Vizeo Shamar Shlomo, Davar Shlishasta, right, Yetar Rashayda Rivo. This is what Shlomo meant when he says you should have this thing, you should write it for three times, right, you should not write it four times. Ad Shamatsu should be Loch until they found for her another pasuk, Mikra Kasu Vatara, another pasuk. That's Ksov Zos Zikaron Basifer, right? The Vesimba is Ne Yoshua, right? Kimachon Ches Zikar Malik Midachas Hashemayim. So we darshan out each part of that pasuk. Ksov Zos Masha Kasuv Kan. Uva Mishnah Torah. And there are going to be different ways to learn this, but the first way to learn it is the word Ksov Zos refers to writing what happened in Amalek, about Amalek in the Torah. Zikaron, right? What's that reference to? That's Masha Kasa B'Neviim. That's the story about Shaul in Sefer Shmuel. And Basefer, that refers to Masha Kasa B'Megillah, so therefore they're allowed to write it, and they figured out that they were in fact allowed to write the Megillah and set up Purim as a holiday. The Gemara just points out, Kitanai, that drasha is actually Machlokes Tanaim, because Ksov Zos, Kasev, Masha Kasev Kam, right? The Tanakhama here learns it differently. That Ksov Zos refers to writing in the writing down the Mechamos HaMalek in Sefer Shmos and Parshas Bishalach. Zikaron, Masha Kasev Mishnah Torah, that's referring to in Sefer Dvarim, right? Parshas Zachar. Basefer, Masha Kasev Benevim, the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can only write, right? Shmos, Dvarim, and Sefer Shmuel, and you can't write any further. Rabbi Lazar Madoi, Omer Rabbi Lazar Madoi learns like us. That Ksov Zos, Mashkazu Kama Mishnah Torah, that the words Ksov Zos refer to writing about Mechamos HaMalek in the Chumash. Zikaro, Mashkazu Benavim, that refers to the story in Shmuel. And Basefer, Mashkazu Ben Megillah. And the last one, as we pointed out, Basefer refers to writing the story in the Megillah. Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Again, still with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. No, I'm sorry. Before it was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Okay, anyway. Amar Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Esther ina matama es hayadayim. Esther is not matame the hands. What does that mean? So if you look at the Gemara Shabbos, if you remember all the way back in the beginning of Gemara Shabbos, so Daf Yudalet, it says that basically that Chazal were gozer, that if you touch a Sefer Torah and Sfarim of Tanakh, so you could be metame es hayadayim, because basically they used to put truma with the Sfarim. I guess, you know, cut those things, go together. And then mice and rats used to come, and they used to eat the food, and then they used to also eat through the Sfarim. So they were gozer the midirabanan, but the Sfarim should have a tumas yadayim. So basically what that is code phrase for is that Esther is not part of Tanakh. It's not considered to be one of the Sfarim in Tanakh that will be metame es hayadayim. So Gemara says, "Lamimra, does that really mean to say that Sefer Shmuel Esther lav ruach kodesh nemra? Does Shmuel really say that it was not written with ruach kodesh? I shouldn't be part of Tanakh." For Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said Esther beruach kodesh nemra. It says straight up, right? It was said beruach kodesh. So yes, the Gemara says nemra likros v'lo nemra likase. Very likso. Very interesting drasha that it was said beruach kodesh to read it, but not to write it. Not to write it as part of Tanakh, as Rashi points out. The Shmuel says that according to this understanding, that Esther was given over Baruch HaKodesh to tell over to our children by heart, but not necessarily to write down as part of Tanakh. Meisvei, hold on 1 second, ask you a question. Rabbi Meir, Omer Koheles, Inam Batamasei Yadayim, Umechogas Bashir Hashirim. Rabbi Meir says that Koheles, right, one of the Sfarim in Tanakh, is not Batamasei Yadayim, i.e., it's not part of Tanakh, and it's Machogas about whether Shir Hashirim is. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shir Hashirim Batamasei Yadayim, no, Shir Hashirim is definitely in Tanakh, Umechogas Koheles, because Machogas about Koheles. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Koheles, Mikuli Bisham, Mikhum Bishila. That Rabbi Shimon says that Koheles is one of the kulas of Beis Shammai, and one of the chumas of Beis Hillel. It's one of the things that they argue on, that usually, right, Beis Shammai is machmer, but here Beis Shammai is mekel. But here's the kicker of Rus v'Shir Hashirim v'Esther Matamis Eidayim. We see very clearly that everybody agrees that Rus and Esther Shir Hashirim, those three Megillas, are Matamis Eidayim, right according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, who Damak Rabbi Shimon? Okay, so Gemara says that's fabulous. You quoted me three opinions as he holds like Rabbi Yehoshua. Right, Shmuel, who says that's not part of Tanakh, right? He holds like Rabbi Yehoshua that we do we just quote Rabbi Yehoshua? 1 second. Rabbi Yehoshua, why don't I see Rabbi Yehoshua? Sorry, this is slightly awkward. Where is Rabbi Yehoshua? So my bad. So if you look at Rashi, so it's not right here, actually. It's on what's it called. He quotes Yeshua Shita is earlier, right? If you look at the Ksav Yad and the Gemara, really should have said Shmuel Damar Einam Matamis Yadayim Amar Kerab Yeshua, meaning that right. So that, sorry that when we mention the Kitanoi, if you look like 10 lines up, right, in the skinny lines. So it said, right, that Rabbi Yeshua's drasha was that Ksov Zosi Garon Basifer means Shmos, Devarim, and Shmuel, i.e., that you're not allowed to write Esther as part of the Tanakh, and therefore the Megillah is not considered to be part of Tanakh, and therefore it would not be Matam Sayyidayim. That's Rabbi Yeshua. I was looking in the three opinions we just quoted, that was none of them, but right, that was already, let's say, 10 or 12 lines up. Okay, fighter. Sorry about that. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer. Rishu ben Manasseh says that Koheles in a Matam Sayyidayim, and Benesha Chachmas or Shalomohi, that Koheles is just Shlomo's Chachmah, and it therefore is not part of Tanakh, is not Matam Sayyidayim. Amrlo, they said to him, what do you mean? This is all that Shlomo said. The pasuk already says, right, the Shloshes Alafim Mashal, right, that what's his name? That Shlomo, right, took 3,000 mashalim, meaning he chose 3,000 mashalim of all of his wisdoms, v'omer v'altosif advarav, and it says, don't write, add any more to his words. My v'omer, what does that mean? V'chitei me'mar tuva amar, and if you tell me that he said a lot of things, di'boy iksav, di'boy lo iksav, meaning that if you could have written some of them, right, and you're telling me that maybe Koheles was just chosen from of his, what's it called, meaning Satashma al Tosif Avdar, from his statements, maybe it's just a bunch of random sayings. Satashma al Tosif Avdarecha, right, therefore the pasuk says, right, don't add any more to his words, right, and that's a pasuk in Mishlei, meaning that those were handpicked, right, that Koheles was handpicked, and they must be special, i.e., they must have been said with Ruach HaKodesh. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Esther Ruach HaKodesh Namra, Esther was said with Ruach HaKodesh, and we're going to see a bunch of possibilities how we know that Esther was written in Ruach HaKodesh. Shnei Amar Pasuk says, "Ve'omer Haman b'libo." Haman said in his heart, and again, "Lemiach potz hamelach lasus yikari sevi many." Right? How do you know it was in Haman's heart? Okay, it must have been with Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh. Never. How do you know? Never. Vati Esther noseis chamene kol roeh, that everybody liked Esther when they saw her. How do you know that? Well, it must have been with Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh. Never. How do you know? Never. Because Pasuk says, "Vayivada hadavor leMordechai," that Mordechai found out what Big Sudden Sarsh were saying. Well, that must have been Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosi ben Durmaskis Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar, how do you know? Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Uva Vizal Shalchus Yadam, that none of the Jews took any of the spoils from the war. Well, how do you know? That's a lot of people. So, must have been with Ruach HaKodesh. And Amar Shmuel says, Yehav HaYosam, if I was there in that discussion, Hav Amina would have said, Milsa Dadifa Mikulu, I would have said something that's better than all of them. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Kimu V'Kiblu, that the Jews accepted and, I guess, accepted upon themselves, Kimu L'mala Mashkiblu L'mata, that HaKosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol accepted up top in Shemayim what the Jews accepted down low, right? I.e., another holiday. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Kulu is the pirkal labar mishmuel, mi the Shmuel." You could actually ask a kasha on all of these proofs except for Shmuel's. The less le pirkal, because that doesn't have any kasha whatsoever. Rabbi Elazar Savarahu, right? The low hava inish the kasha of the malchik of asay. Rabbi Elazar Shita, who said that Haman said in his heart, "Lemiach potz hamelach yisod sekari yisod lemeni." The Haman said in his heart, "Who would the king want to honor more than me?" Well, yeah, Haman was second in command. What do you mean? Of course, Haman would think, "Who else would the king want to honor?" Hi, Kimavishtuva. But he was a balgaiva, he was an excessive guy. And sure enough, he said what he would have been thinking, right? We know Haman's personality. That's for sure what he would have been thinking. The Rabbi Akiva Shita, that was said that Esther was found favor in everybody's eyes. Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's like Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's like Rabbi Elazar said that everybody, right, kind of thought that Esther was from their own nation. Maybe, right, she didn't reveal where she was from. I guess she had this interesting look to her where everybody could have kind of assumed that she was from their nation. Maybe everybody just liked her because that's how she looked. Rabbi Meir. What about Rabbi Meir? Shita, that Mordechai knew what was going on with Big Zed and Seresh. Still, Rabbi Chibar Abba. Maybe it's a famous drasha. Rabbi Chibar Abba. Damar Big Vav Seresh. Shnei Tarsiyim Avu. They were from Tarshish, and Mordechai, being on the Sanhedrin, knew all the 70 languages, and he simply understood what they were saying. Father Rabbi Yosi ben Damascus. What about Rabbi Yosi ben Damascus, who said, "Uva Bizalo Shalchus Yadam"? The Jews didn't take any spoils. Tilma Pristaki Shader. Maybe they sent messengers, right? Maybe they sent people out to figure out and see if anybody took any spoils, and they found that nobody took any. The Shmuel, but the Shmuel's opinion, right, that they accepted a lamala, what they accepted down here on earth, Vaday less lepircha, for sure there's no kasha against that. Okay. Amar Avina, the two more possibilities. How do you know that Esther was written through HaKodesh? Amar Avina, before we get to that, sorry. Ravina says, Hainu Dami Inshi, Tava Chad the Pilpa, Lacharif Dami Mali Tani Kari. This is what people say. I guess there was a phrase. It's better to have one spicy pepper than a basket full of cold vegetables or melons or whatever. Okay, meaning that Shmuel was because like sharp like that, and he could have said better than everybody else. Rav Yosef says no. You could learn that Esther is from Ruach HaKodesh from this pasuk. The pasuk says that the pasuk guarantees that Purim will never cease. Okay, so that, how do you know that without Ruach HaKodesh? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Kamar, he says mi'acha from here. V'zichrom lo Yisuf mizaram. Similarly, that the memories of these days will never stop from the rest of the generations. Right, and that's how you know that it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. Tani, Matanas Lavionim. Okay, we said that the only difference between other Rishon and other Sheni is Matanas Lavionim. Tani Rav Yosef, Tani, Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Rieyu. What's the lach of Mishloach Manos? Shtei Manos, L'Ish Echad, right? Mishloach Manos, Manos is plural, Ish L'Rieyu, right, to one person. Right? You give two items to one person. Matanas Lavionim, by the way, the Gemara does not say, like a big misnomer, that they have to be of two separate brachos. Right, that the Gemara does not say, as you'll see in a second. Right, the Gemara does give an example of someone who sent Shalach Manos with two different brachos, but it doesn't say that definitively. A lot of people think that that's halacha. I've never seen that anyway, but okay, fine, either way. Matanos Lavionim, what's that? So that's Shtei Matanos Lashnei B'nei Adam, as opposed to Mishloach Manos, which is two items to one person. Matanos Lavionim, both those words are plural, Matanos and Avionim. So that's two items to two different people. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Shadal the Rabbi Oshia Atama Igla the Igla Tilsa Uvagavir the Chamra. He sent Rabbi Oshia the thigh of a cow born third to its mother that apparently is the best type of meat and a bottle of wine. Very nice. So Shachlai, Rabbi Oshia said back to him, Kiyamas Bana Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos Yisher Yehu. And then here they take out Matan Savyonim because it's really not true. I mean, you can't be Mekayim with the same gift. So he was Mekayim, Matan Zavionim, right? That's what Rashi says, that's the Girsa. He's Mekayim, Mishloach Manos, right? That's the Girsa that we have. Rabba Shadalei, the Maribar Mar, Biadabai, Malatiska de Kasba, Malikasa Kimcha Davshuni. Rabba sent to Maribar Mar in the hands of Abai was the Shliach, right? So he said that he gave him a basket full of dates, and some dried, right, puffed, right, kind of dried out wheat. It's like something like candied grains. Abaye said, Hashtag Amari, I chakla malka lihave, dikula mitzavre lo nachis. So Abaye said to him, well, if a peasant, right, if you're giving a gift to a peasant, right, dikula mitzavre lo nachis, right, he's going to take down the basket from his neck. Meaning, he basically commented that it wasn't an appropriate gift. So other shadrelei. So then he said, "Ew, mali taska de zangvila, umali kasa de pilpula aricha." So he sent back, right, with Abaye. He sent back some ginger and some spicy peppers. So Amar Abaye. Abaye said, "Hashtag Amar Mar." So the master's going to say to me. Apparently, Abaye had all the lines. Right, he had all the jokes. Ana shadrelei chulia v'ew shadrelei churva. He's going to say that I sent you sweet stuff, and now you're sending me back spicy or sharp stuff. Okay, I don't know about it. Abaye says, "Ki nafim in beimar have a savana, ki matoy have a savana, have a savana." When I got to the house, to the master's house, right, he's describing his trip. Right, we were very full. Ki matoy la'asam, and when we got there, krivli shisin tsoy the shisin mani kadera. They brought me 60 different types of dishes. Right, with 60 types of, well, the kadera is a dish. Here, tzai is a plate. Okay, there's 60 dishes and 60 plates. V'achol b'ushis and plugei, and I ate all these 60 pieces. U'bishula basrayu avu karelet tzli kedar. And the last thing they gave us was called tzli roasted kedar, right? You know, like pot roast, right? On pot, in a roasted meat in a pot. U'bay l'michas tza abasra. And I wanted to even eat the plate after I was done with it. So I'm Rabbi Inshi, this is what people say, kafin anyu v'lo yoda, that a poor person is hungry, he doesn't even know about it. Meaning he got there, he was full, he thought he couldn't eat anymore, and he had this massive amount of food. Inami, another phrase that they say, and this certainly trickles down to today, ravcha lebesima shchiach, there's always room for dessert. Okay, where is Rashi says, revach matzor ledavar hamatok betoch mayayim. You can always find space for something sweet in the middle of the stomach. Okay. Good, so that was true then, certainly true now. Abaye bar Ravin, Rabbi China bar Avin, Mechalfi Sudayu Lahadadi. So those two Amorayim would give their sudas to each other, and that's how they would fulfill. If you look at Rashi, interesting. Rashi says that one fascinating. This is fascinating. Rashi that has a lot of literature on it. He says that one would eat one year by one guy, and one would eat another year by another guy. Well, that's not how everybody understands. Right? Some people understand. Most Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, understand. It just means they switch their sudas and thereby or makayim mishloach manos. Okay, fine. Either way. Viter. A famous story and a famous phrase and a famous story. Amar Rava says, Michaev Inish Visumi Puria Adul Yadav and Arur Haman the Baruch Mordechai. A person has to get drunk on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai, and obviously tons of ink have been spilled on that line. Also, a famous story, Rabbi Barami Zera, of the Sudas Purim Bahadiyadati, they did Sudas Purim with each other. Ifsum, and they both got trashed, they both got drunk. Kam Rabba Shachti the Rabbi Zera. And Rava got up and shechted, excuse me, Rabbi Zera. Machar boy Rachmi, the Achye. Right, the next day, right, he davened for him, right, and he was revived. He was, he did a Tchiz HaMesim almost. Or not almost, he did Tchiz HaMesim almost. So Nesi Mar Benavid Lashana the next year, Amalei, he said to him, Nesi Mar Benavid Sudas Purim Badei Adadi. He said, well, let's do it again. So Amalei said back to him, Lo b'chol shayta b'shayta mizrach nisa. So, well, not every year, right, are we going to have a miracle, right? I'm not so happy, I'm not so interested in coming back every single year. So, obviously, that's an interesting, very, very funny story, right? If you look at the Marsha, by the way, that it doesn't mean, he says, it's impossible, that literally is what happened, that Rabbah killed Rabbi Zera, and he brought him back to life. So he says, Nira, he seems to explain that Ke'en Shachti, meaning that it's like he shechted him. Meaning he made him drink more than he was used to, and he got very sick, and he might have died, and he davened, and that's how he davened until he was healed. But not that he actually chopped his head off, right, and did a miracle. Okay, fine, that's how the Marsha understands. But famous story, again, a lot of halachas, discussed over here, because again, it's almost a Maiselis story, that it's a story that is against what we just said. Now, we said on the one hand that you have to drink as much as you can, so you get drunk, you don't know our Baruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai. And then we have this story about how Rabbi killed Rabbi Zera, well, figuratively or literally. And then he said, next year, we can't wait for a miracle, we shouldn't do a Suda together again, we shouldn't get so drunk. Okay, so there's a lot of obviously ink spilled about the halacha in terms of getting drunk on Purim, etc. As long as we'll just take what the Rama says, that echad amar be echad amamid bilvashi chab and leave it l'shamayim. Whoever drinks a little bit, fine. Whoever drinks a lot of it, also fine. As long as they're thinking l'shem shamayim and not just using the experience, to go one way or another. Amar Rava says sudas purim shachal b'layla liyotze dechovah. So if you eat purim at night, purim sudah at night, you're not yotze. My time, what's the reason? You may mishta v'simcha. Right, the pasuk says you may mishta v'simcha. It has to be during the day. Ravashi Rava. How about Yosef Kamei de Rav? That should be, who is that? Is that Rav Kahana? Where is my goes here? Da Meimar. Okay, should have been a Meimar. Naga v'lo asu, so it got late. V'lo asu rabbanan. The Chachamim, meaning Rav, he was learning by a Meimar, and the Chachamim didn't come. Right, it got late. They weren't coming to the base manish. Amr Lei said, "My time v'lo asu rabbanan." Said, "Where is everybody?" So Dilma Trudi b'suv this Purim. He said, "Maybe they're busy with Sudas Purim." So Amar Lei v'lo hava esher l'michla ba'orta. So he was surprised. He's like, "Why couldn't they eat it last night?" So Amar Lei said to him, "Lo shmei had lo shmei lei lamar tada Amar Rava." What do you mean? You didn't hear this halacha that Rava just said Sudas Purim the shachla balei lo yasi dechalasi. You can't do Sudas Purim at night. So it must be that's why they're not in the base manish. They're like, having a good time right at home with the Sudas Purim. So Amar Lei said to him, "I'm in. Is that that's really true?" And Tanamine Arben Zimnin, Vidamile, Kamanda Manach Mekizai, he learned it from him 40 times, and it was as if, right, he had it in his pocket, right, again, that he chazered that halachas and remembered it. Okay, let's do the first Mishnah here, and then we'll call it a day. Right, Ein Bein, now this is the famous, pretty famous, I guess if you recognize it, right, but this is a bunch of Mishnayas that start Ein Bein, meaning that there is no difference between Ein Bein, Yom Tov LaShabbos, there is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Ella Ochol Nefesh Bilvad, except for Ochol Nefesh. So a couple of things. First of all, Literally, what does that mean? It means that the difference, there is no difference in halacha in terms of restrictions on Yom Tov or Shabbos, except for ochel nefesh. On Yom Tov, right, we know that it's mutter to cook and do things, do malachos, that are ordinarily involved, that would be asar on Shabbos, let's say, if it is for preparing food. So cooking and shechting and, borer and other stuff that's involved in preparing food, right, if that's what you're doing it for, so then it is mutter on Yom Tov, it is asar on Shabbos. Another thing to point out is already what Rashi points out, is that it's not, it doesn't mean there's literally no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, because on Yom Tov, as Rashi already says, the Isser to do malacha is a regular Isser, it's a plain old Isser lav, right? It's just the same as, again, not the same, but it's on the same level as eating pig or, I don't know, whatever, stealing, right? It's an Isser lav, it's a regular Isser. Shabbos, obviously, malacha, and to do malacha on Shabbos is an Isser skila, right? That's already a big time. That's one of the big time Isserim. But okay, either way, what it's referring to is, in terms of the Isser Malacha, the only difference is that on Yom Tov you can do Malacha for food, for meal preparation, and on Shabbos you cannot. So Gemara just learns how the Indian Makshir Yachol Nefesh Zev Zeh Shavin. Makshir Yachol Nefesh means things that you prepare to do in order to prepare the food. For example, to shecht a cow for a meal is mutter. To sharpen the knife to shecht the cow, that's machshir yochol nefesh. That's preparation. So seemingly, the Mishnah implies that both of them are equal, i.e., according to the Tanakhama, according to the Mishnah over here, that on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, preparatory actions, machshir yochol nefesh, are usher on both of them. So Masnisa de lo Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara just points out that that's against Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The Tanya is willing to rabbi say, Ein bein yantav le Shabbos, ela ochol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshir ochol nefesh. The Rabbi Yehuda allows you to, let's say, sharpen the knife, to do these preparatory actions. My time is Tanakhama. What's our Mishnah's Shita? Because Amar Kra, who? Pazik says, who? Where is it over here? Achasher yechel lechol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. The only thing you're allowed to do is food for malachos for ochel nefesh. Who? I mean, you're allowed to do the malachos that lead to ochel nefesh for the machshirav, and not something that prepares you to do malacha for food. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir, Rabbi Yehuda would say lachem. The pasuk says lachem, hu levado yaseh lachem. You can do it for yourselves. Lachem lechotzer chichem. You can do the malacha for anything you need. So Gemara says vidach namik si lachem. And obviously now, once you have those two psukim, those two words in the same pasuk, so you have to explain why the other one didn't use the other word. So according to that, our Tana, our Mishnah, what about the word lachem? So he learns lachem lo de chachavim, lachem lo de klavim, that you're not allowed to do malacha to prepare food for goyim or animals. V'idach, I, Rabbi Yehuda, haksiv, who? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word who? That you can only do the malachas ochel nefesh and not machshirin? Ksiv hu, ksiv lachem, you got both of them. So he says, yeah, you're right, because some machshir ochel nefesh you cannot do. Kam machshirim she'efshar la'asozim erev yantiv, kam machshirim she'efshar la'asozim erev yantiv. The only preparations you're allowed to do on yantiv is something that you could not have done on erev yantiv. So for example, to grind spices that do not lose flavor, that you have to do on Erev Yontif. That would be usher, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to grind it on Shabbos, or on Yontif, because you could have done it on Erev Yontif and it wouldn't have mattered at all. But to grind spices that do lose flavor, or for example, that Rabbi Yehuda would say is in fact mutter. And that's what he would say in terms of Machshir Yochol Nefesh. Okay. Now, it could be, again, the example is not great, because it could be that you could argue that grinding tochen is one of the malachos, it's not Machshir, and it could be Ochol Nefesh straight away. Okay, right, that's a whole discussion, if you remember, from Mesechus Beitza. Either way, we'll just use that example to illustrate, but again, it really would be something that's Machshir, and something that's more preparatory, as opposed to the actual malachos Ochol Nefesh, like grinding. But either way, not a great example. Fine, point taken. Anyway, we'll call it here, and we'll wish everybody a great week, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.